Dream of the Amazon, featuring Harold Noyce, world-famous explorer in person.
Last chapter, when Mr. Noyce gave orders to beach the dugouts at Morton's trading post near the junction of the Wapays and the Papary Rivers, he had but one idea in mind: to put Gene and Jimmy Brady ashore while he hurried on upriver intent upon capturing the two white renegades, Butch Grogan and Limey Scroggins. But Jimmy and Gene just don't like to be left behind, so they made plans to follow Mr. Noyce in a canoe of their own. Mr. Noyce and Morton suspicion what is happening and plan to prevent the youngsters from making this trip. The plan is in the form of a joke, but Jimmy and Gene learn from their newfound friend, Quito, the Indian boy, just what is what. And now it's their turn. The three of them intend to play a trick on the explorer. Right now we find Jimmy, Gene, and Quito bringing their big dugout back across the river and hiding it in the overhanging bushes.
Easy, Quito. That should be far enough. We're away in the bushes now.
A little more, Señor Jim. The sand, it is very much out of the bushes. A little more. Just a little more. Hold him. Now it is good.
You see any dry land up at your end, Jimmy?
Sure. A whole flock of it. The dugout is just touching the shore.
Okay, Señor Jim. You get on the land and hold this canoe till the señorita get on the shore.
Well, that's what I'm already doing. Gosh, the bushes are thick. I can't see you back there, Quito.
Shh. We better not so loud speak. We better be very, very quiet now.
You said it, Quito. If we want to pull a joke on Mr. Noyce, we'll have to be quiet, and I don't mean maybe.
But look, Gene, what happens if Mr. Noyce, well, maybe, well, I mean, he might not like to have jokes played on him.
Oh, sure he does. Just because he's an explorer, well, that doesn't mean he can't laugh.
See, señorita, the señores laugh very good. I met him when he speak with Señor Morton.
You mean when they were talking about pulling a fast one on us, huh?
The fast one? I am not know it was fast one.
Oh, well, that's just another way of saying play a joke or something.
See, the pull the fast one, that means she's played a good joke.
Yeah.
Thank you, Quito.
Oh, look like Quito, he do not speak all the good English language yet, maybe, eh?
Oh, but you do, Quito. You speak it swell. I mean it.
But there is the so many words. You say them sometimes, and I not understand so good.
But what words? Gosh, Gene and me, that's all about we do speak is just English.
But I mean the new, the very most new words. You say amscre and pull the fast one, and you say it the swell.
Oh, sure. We say swell when something is well up. You know what I mean.
Si, señorita, when you mean it is very scrumptious.
Quito, you're learning all right. Don't worry.
Yes.
But please, at the mission school, I have the sore teeth one time. My cheek, it is grow very big, very round. And the mission father, he say, It is very much swell.
Well, sure. If you had a bad toothache, it must have been.
But, Signor Jim, a teeth which is hurt, that the cheek is grow big and fat, that is not swell. No, it is very most bad.
Oh, but that's a different kind of swell, Quito. When your cheek grows big with a toothache, that means it's swollen.
Ah, senorita, but you say I speak the English language very swollen?
No, not swollen, Quito. Just swell. Say, Jimmy, will you explain? Go ahead.
Who, me? Why, no, Jane, you started this argument. Don't let me interfere at all. I'll just listen.
But, Jimmy, don't you see?
Oh, why, sure, I see, all right. Quito's got you stumped right now.
Stumped, Senor Jim? That is the feet of the tree, the stump.
Jean, you see what you did?
Quito, look now. Supposing we make the bargain all over again.
Well, supposing we quit fooling and get busy. We got work to do.
Well, thanks, Jimmy. That's an idea.
I'll say. I'll bet you anything Mr. Norris and Pedro aren't wasting the time arguing right now.
No, Senor Jim. They are what you call cook up the good plan to play the fast one, eh?
Yeah, and we better get going. Jean, you said you knew where there's a lot of empty tin cans.
I sure do. Pork and bean cans and tomato cans. Ooh, all kinds of them.
Well, swell. Then why don't you go get them, and we'll start packing them in one of the canoes.
Well, might as well. Mr. Norris and Pedro, we know that they're expecting us to pack stuff in a canoe on the other river.
And the Senor Morton, he is have one of the old Indians watch everything we do. And when we are have the canoe packed, he will tell the Senor, and the joke it is to be.
Okay, then let's get started, Jean. You go get the empty tin cans. It's your idea.
Say, but why should I be the one to go?
Because I got another idea. Look, Jean, Quito told us that Pedro is going to fasten something to the bottom of the canoe we packed.
Yeah?
So the canoe won't hardly move against the current of the river.
See, they are maybe put the empty pair on the rope beneath the canoe. Then the river water, it pull canoe downstream.
Well, that's what I mean. All right. Now, Pedro is the one who is going to fix the gadget on the canoe. We know that.
Si, senor. That is so. I heard much talk of that.
All right. And why can't we pull a good gag on Pedro?
You think we could, Jimmy?
Well, I almost know we can.
And Quito, he would like to think maybe the one thing to play the joke on the old Indian man who is set to watch us.
And that would be swell, too. But what will you do, Quito?
I have not think yet. The old Indian, he is very good friend to Quito. He is very good one. I would not ever hurt him.
Oh, that's fine, Quito. And look now, the poor old gentleman, why, he isn't to blame for this. He's going to watch us just because Mr. Morton told him to.
Sure. And how's about letting the old warrior alone? No tricks, Quito. And any jokes we play, they're going to be on the ones that are trying to fool us.
And that is good, for the Indian people, they do not know the many jokes. My people, they do not laugh much.
Oh, gosh, why should they? There isn't much to laugh at in this jungle country anyway.
Okay, then, Quito. Now, all you got to do is stick around and help Jean and me. Only I wish we had some kind of joke to play on Mr. Morton, too. He's a swell fellow to know, Jeanie.
But say, before we start playing jokes, what are the jokes to be?
Gee whiz, I don't exactly know, but we can think of something, can't we?
Sure, we can think. But when we do think, we gotta think about something good, or else it won't work.
What do you mean, good?
I mean good and good. Look, Jimmy, maybe it won't be so easy to fool Mr. Norris and Pedro.
But I don't mean Mr. Norris. Well, that is, I'd rather have some fun with Pedro.
Okay, then look. If it's Pedro who goes down to the canoe to fix the gadget on it, that's when we ought to go to work.
Sure, but with what?
Well, how's about fixing a rope or something down by the canoe so that he'll trip over it and fall in the water? Oh, that'll be lots of fun.
Oh, but not for Senor Pedro.
No, and anyway, you couldn't fool Pedro as easy as that. That person just never trips over anything.
Well, Quito, you think of something. What, for instance, is it that is the scariest thing in the jungle here?
Ah, senorita, the creeping jaguar.
Ooh.
Yeah, but that's out. We just can't have a creeping jaguar creep up here when we want it to.
Then, senor, the big anaconda. That is very bad one.
Anaconda? Ooh, that's a big snake thing, isn't it?
Si, senorita. And I know where there is one big one.
You know where there's a big snake we could use?
Who could use? Not me. Snakes are out. Jaguars, maybe, but nothing to do with snakes.
All right, Jean. But wait, Quito, how big is this anaconda?
Oh, it is maybe as big as me 5 times.
What? Say that again. As big as you 5 times? You mean 5 times as big as you, Quito?
Si, senorita. 5 times me.
Gee whiz. Say, that means it must be about, well, gosh, maybe 25 feet.
Si, senor Jim. Maybe so.
Hector's pup. That's a snake, huh?
Yeah. I'd say that was about a snake and a half.
Yeah.
It is the very most big one.
That's what I must have been thinking, too, Quito. And you know where it is?
Ah, si, senorita. I'm see it this morning. It would be the good one to play the good joke, I think.
Yeah, maybe it would. But how about it if maybe the big baby doesn't want to play, huh?
Jimmy, I still think jaguars would be easier. Don't you know these anacondas? Why, they twist themselves around you and squeeze the dickens out of you.
Yeah, Quito, come to think of it, you don't happen to have a smaller one handy. Well, it doesn't have to be 25 feet long. A yard would be plenty big enough.
Oh, but, senor, this will do no harm. It is dead long time ago. It is stuffed with grass.
Oh, I see.
It is hang on the hut of Senor Morton.
A stuffed snake, huh? 25 feet long? Hot dog. Does that give me an idea, or does that give me an idea?
It does, huh? Well, I'm listening, Jimmy. I don't mind stuffed snakes so much.
Then listen, Jean. Suppose we got that big stuffed snake and put some little rocks in its tummy so it would stay down below the water.
You mean near the canoe that Pedro is going to fix on us?
Sure. And we have a long string on its head. We hide in the brush back a ways. And when Pedro is bending over the side of the dugout, we go to work.
Oh, I get it. We pull the string, and up comes the big head and about a mile and a half of snake following it.
Sure, and right by Pedro's nose.
Oh, Jimmy, I think you've got something there.
Yes, looks like Jimmy really has got something there. What will poor Pedro think when that monster pops up out of the river right by his head? Well, that is something else. Gene thinks he'll sit down in the bottom of the dugout, but Jimmy thinks Pedro will dive overboard and keep going till he reaches bottom. But to make sure just what does happen, be in on the fun, for when you tune in next time, there's going to be lots of laughter in the jungle.